Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Grow Squad, hope you're doing well. Welcome to another episode of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast. Hope you're doing well. In fact, how are you doing? Let me know down in the chat, wherever you're watching, let me know how it is, how you're doing, how it's going. Most important, let me know how these episodes have been impacting your life and those that you've been sharing them with. Let me repeat, those that you've been sharing, you have been sharing them, right? You have been. Yeah, you subscribe, you're like, okay, got you. Analytics are telling us still that some people are still just dating us, just enjoying the content, and I'm grateful for it. But let me invite you to be a part of the family, part of the Grow Squad, as we continue to grow together and move forward. Let's get right to it. We've got something today I think that is very important that I want to share with you for the next few moments. God, thank you for just this medium, this opportunity, this avenue of connecting with those today that you've placed in my path. Thankful that we are able to connect, and not only connect but dialogue and talk about some things that are important to us. I pray that you would give my friends everything that they're in need of in this moment. In your name, amen. Today, I've simply entitled this episode, it's going to be short and sweet, Watch Your Mouth. Right. And it's funny because I remember growing up as a kid and I was very much, I wouldn't say afraid. I had a healthy fear of my parents, in so much as I wasn't afraid because I thought they would do harm to me. I had respect for them because they deserved it. Right. And they established that kind of respect or that kind of honor at a very early age. Right. With helping me understand the power of having good manners. My son the other day, my wife was telling me the story. I wasn't there. I wish I would have been able to witness this, but he was in the store. And I can just imagine knowing my wife, was probably Marshall's or something like that. TJ Maxx. Those are her spots. Right. And a lady was struggling with her shopping cart. My son is 4. And he looks at her as, this is my wife sharing the story. I wasn't there. But he looks at her and said, "Hi, can I help you?" It's like, he's 4, right? He can't do anything physically to help her. But before she could answer, he runs over there and he tries to push her cart for her. He's 4 years old. And she looks at my wife and she says, "Wow, you all are doing a great job of teaching this young man the power of helping others, and he's going to be a great young man." I was proud of that because we're doing our best. We're not perfect. This is our first and last, I'm just playing, whatever God says, but this is our only rodeo right now. We don't have any more, right? We're pouring everything that we can into our young son. But we're trying to teach him, right, how to watch his mouth. Now, I didn't say it as direct or blunt as it was told to me as a kid, but every now and again, even though I had healthy respect for my mother and father, every now and again, something may have slipped up, or maybe I tried to say something I heard one of my friends say, and listen, every single time, I would be hit with the response, you better watch your mouth, boy. You better watch what you're saying. You better watch what comes out of your mouth, right? And one of the things that it reminded me of is there is a scripture in the book of Proverbs written by Solomon, who is full of wisdom, that simply reminds us that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And I want you today to think about the things that you say to yourself, the things that you say to your kids, the things that you say to your spouse, the things that you say to those around you. You and I have, listen, I think we can take great counsel from that three words, watch your mouth. You got to understand that you and I have the power. In fact, it's biblical. It's proven that every day, this is why I believe that there's power in positive affirmations and negative affirmations. I believe that if you tell yourself something negative long enough, that will become your reality. You will think to yourself, listen, I kind of write about this in my upcoming book extensively. I at one point in my life, I lost a bunch of weight, over 100 pounds, right? Prior to losing all that weight, you know what was stopping me? I wasn't watching my mouth. I kept telling myself, oh, you big boned. And for those that are not familiar with that terminology, that is a Southern way of saying I'm big boned. You're just really fat. That's it. Right. You thick, you big bone. Your family is all, you know, all, I just say all kinds of negative or things in my life that would, or I would speak that would not allow me to get past those thoughts. And so because our thoughts control us and our thoughts are definitely originate in our mouth, right? Or even throughout what we see. I had to retrain my mind. I had to start speaking things about me that would suggest that, hey, Eugene, you are going to get healthy. Eugene, you are going to lose weight. Eugene, you are going to become everything that you were born to be. Eugene, you are going to get to a place where you feel brand new again. I had to begin to speak to myself, hear me out, in a way that reminded me that this is possible. So what is it in your life today that you need to speak life to yourself about? If you keep telling yourself, I can't start a new business, 9 times out of 10, you won't start a new business because you...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
You keep telling you. Nobody else is telling you anything. It's funny. The biggest hurdle in our journey is not really getting over what other people are saying about us. It's getting over what you say about you. Yeah, chew on that. The biggest hurdle in our lives, oftentimes, whether it be going after a job promotion, whether it be completing a degree, whether it be going through a certification program, whether it be starting a podcast, whatever it is, oftentimes people outside, their noise isn't loud enough to deter you. You got to get over your own negative things you say to yourself. You got to get past the negative thoughts, the negative ideologies, the negative patterns in your own life oftentimes to get to. But it starts with speaking. It starts with thinking. It starts with affirming yourself in ways that will allow you to realize those hopes, those goals, and those dreams. And oftentimes, it's that tongue that gets in your way. So let me invite you to do a couple of things, and then I'm out of your way. This is short and sweet this week. I want to invite you, if you're going to get to a place where you begin to watch your mouth positively, number one, you got to start practicing intentional communication. I like it. You got to practice intentional communication. So in other words, you got to guard your tongue. You've got to be, you've got to be deliberate about those things you say to yourself. You got to practice intentional communication in so much as you are careful with what you say about your life, your kids' lives, your spouse's life. You got to be careful. You got to be intentional about the words that are coming out of your mouth. You've got to be careful. You've got to be deliberate about those things that come forth from your mouth and your lips. Why? Because the power, so says Proverbs 18, of life and death is in your tongue. And I want to invite you also to begin framing growth conversations with your tongue. I want you to begin to say to yourself, listen, I am going to do my very best. One of the things that is, man, super powerful, there are sometimes people that call us and don't act like it ain't you as well. And they have so much negative to say about other people, about life, about themselves. And have you ever been there where someone, you picked up the phone and, man, you were tired when you got off the phone because they were so negative? Everything they said was something that wasn't right or wasn't positive, or, I mean, they just Debbie Downers. And it drains you. Listen, man, at the beginning of this year, I said to myself, man, I'm going to distance myself from people who only speak negative about whatever. I mean, there are people that I know who, I mean, they will come up with, the thing can be positive, and they'll come up with something negative about the thing that's positive. I'm like, man, you got a degree in this? You got a master's in this? You got a doctorate in this? Why? How can you find something so negative? It's almost like I watched Deion Sanders, man, and, he's not a perfect guy. Nobody's perfect. But I watch him as he tries his best to father his children in a way that sets them up for success. And man, this guy puts out, positive quotes and videos where he's speaking life into his sons and his players. And somebody will every single day come along with something negative to say about what he's doing that's positive. I'm like, wow. Those kinds of people I try my best to distance myself from. You know why? Because birds of a feather flock together. And the more I'm around that, the more I will lean toward thinking the thoughts that they're giving, that they're putting out there. The more I will find myself being a Debbie Downer as well. So instead of me turning purple, trying to tell them to stop, and the more I tell them to stop, the more they dig deeper in their negative train. I say, you know what? Instead of me trying to change them, let me just change me. Let me just distance myself from that. Because if you were with me 6 weeks ago, I said simply this, like that girl in that assembly who the boy was messing with her and she removed herself. She says, Mr. Hamilton, the reason why I moved is because the only person I can control is me. I can't control their mind. I can't control their mouth. I can't control their hands. I can control me. So I can't control that negative person that comes along in my life, but I can control me. I don't have to be around that. I don't have to listen to that. I don't have to endure that. I don't have to be nasty or mean about it, but I don't have to put up with that. I want to think positive thoughts about me and about the life that I've been blessed with. So let me invite you once again to practice intentional communication and then practice being a part of growth conversations. And those growth conversations begin with you. I'm gonna drop some more information about this art of speaking life in the show notes so that you can have access to it. So that you, it's not a book, it's not anything super deep, but you can have access to a couple of points that will hopefully point you in the right direction and that will change your conversation about you as you aim to watch your mouth. Thank you again for tuning in today. Thank you for your time and your attention. Please share this out with somebody who's struggling with watching their mouth in conversation. Please share it out with somebody who could benefit from what we shared today. And I'll see you same place, same time next week. In the meantime, keep going, keep growing, and keep glowing. Take care. Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.